If you could spare the time. I don't know whether you're aware that myself and the lady you're using now went to a direct voice circle a couple of days ago and saw some absolutely amazing phenomena. And I just wondered whether you could comment on it, how difficult it is on your side for this to take place, and how difficult it is for people on our side to learn, if you like, how to cope with it?
Yes. We are not unaware, shall I say. The opportunity has been put forward for you, not because it is necessary for you to experience phenomenon such as you have had, but to enable you as two people who have given much of their time to see what is possible and what they too can achieve, given that they are willing to offer themselves in service to this work. There will come to you, my dear friend, other opportunities for new experiences in the time to come.
Mm-hmm.
We know that not only within this room, but in another place, that many, many of your years have been given in the hope of some physical phenomena. Let me say this to you. There are always difficulties, no matter what form communication takes, whether it be clairvoyance, clairaudience, whatever. And I have told you that many new forms of communication will take place. But the phenomenon you speak of is one which from our world has always been available. But we have to have the dedication and the medium who is willing to be used in such a way. Because remember that the medium used has no knowledge of what is happening. So firstly, my dear friend, let me say this to you. It is not so much training, as you have asked, but in the giving of oneself to us. We will do the training. You understand? For that type of evidence, you must have people who are unselfish, who have given to us of themselves without wish for any egotism. That, I would say, is the main ingredient of development of that type. You understand?
Yes, I do. I fully understand.
I know, my dear friends, that a phenomenon of this type is wonderful in the human eye. It gives credence to our world that so many people crave to see such things. But again, I stress, it is not necessary for people such as yourselves, because you have what you need to develop in your own way. And each one of you are indeed individual in your service to our world. There is much to come to you within this room. You know I do not come to tell you what is to happen. That has never been my purpose. My purpose is to teach and to enlighten each one who is willing to listen. But I will say, my dear friends, that if you continue to travel along the road of development that you have been traveling, you will be rewarded. You will be rewarded. Remember, I have said that communication is a two-way process. Without you, we could not communicate. Without us, there would be no community. education. Therefore, each is essential for the other. Many developments have taken place from our side of life in order that mankind, who is willing to give up their time, who is willing to accept our words, mankind must understand that communication is the very essence of truth. If mankind is to begin to understand what all these things are about, unselfish service, I would say, is what you should try to achieve. And my dear friends, I can tell you, without this unselfishness, I myself would not be communicating with you. Therefore, take credit for what you are and what you have been and what you will be.
Can I ask a question? So the gentleman sitting next to me who has a health problem, I know you don't come to sort our health problems out, but is there any word you could say that might help him?
Yes. I will say this to the gentleman. We are aware that he has not joined you for much of your time. We were aware of his coming, and as you know, all is known within our world. I would say that all steps taken can only be of good when it comes to spiritual intervention. What the gentleman must begin to realize is that he must go inwards. He must look to his true self to know and understand what the problem is. I would suggest, and you know I do not give advice normally, I would suggest that this gentleman would be a case for what you term spiritual regression. He would find this most helpful. And can I say that although those in your world who do much good, much healing, he has not at this time found the right person.
I see.
I will say no more than this, because I do not want to interfere in one's life's path. But I ask him to think upon my words, and he will be guided.
Thank you very much. George?
If mankind over the years has, or in the past, has had communication with other beings, and I think in our literature we have given them names such as angels and archangels. Would that be an accurate statement to begin with? Can you tell me?
Yes, you know that I am not fond of the names, but yes, I would say to you, my dear friends, that those descriptions are apt enough for mankind to use. There are indeed what you term angels and archangels, but probably not in the same way as you would think. I can tell you that the true angels have never lived upon any planet. They are supreme beings, and because of this, it gives an aura of lightness which creates in mankind's eyes the look of an angel as you visualize them. Are you following me?
Yes, I think so.
What would be your question upon this matter?
Yes, I just think it is nice to look back in our literature and observe that there has been communication with non-physical beings.
Yes.
And mankind in the past has given names to these, perhaps unsatisfactory names.
Yes, I can tell you, my dear friend, that this part of what you call literature is indeed correct. This is a topic that we have not touched upon, but is a subject for a future time.
Well, thank you for your confirmation on that.
But let me tell you, there are such beings in our world. They have never been mortalized, shall we say, on any planet, because they are supreme beings.
Yes.
But they do come to many planets in the form of help. And many people have become aware of them in your world, and as you have stated, given them names. To which I might add, they are pleased to respond to. And if perhaps I could give one more piece of knowledge to the last gentleman, let him call on the one known to you, I am sure, known to you as Gabriel.
Yes.
If he will but call upon him, he will help. But we will touch upon these beings at a future time.
That would be interesting.
Thank you for confirming some of our records on that topic.
I think we people want to say, do they have wings? Imagine the wings.
You know the answer. My
I suppose to our minds it's the only way they could reach us is to fly.
Yes. Yes. Do we have more questions?
Questions? Paul? Paul?
No, no, not them.
Your thoughts on the talk last week? The light in the dark?
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
You said that these supreme beings they appear as light to us. I wondered if that was always the case with supreme beings.
In what way?
Well, we were talking about light and dark last week, and how we were to see them as continuous, as a kind of, not separate anyway. But if a supreme being always appears as light, I was just thinking that that's a bit of a...
I have not said that any supreme being appears only as light. Have I said
no,
those
you haven't.
Words?
No, you haven't. No.
Thank you. I'm not understanding you correctly then.
No, I thought this supreme being that we were talking about, these archangels, I thought they appeared as light. And I was just curious to know that's how supreme beings generally appear.
Yes. Well, until we discuss them, I do not feel your understanding would be great enough just at this moment in time. But yes, I am beginning to see where you are going. We will discuss it more fully. But are you confused by the topic of light and darkness?
I wouldn't say confused. I think I've got to think about it more, but
yes, I think you have. I think that you need to go over my words last time. You need to digest until the knowledge becomes more acceptable to you. It is a new concept of thinking, I feel, for each one of you, what we discussed last time. I do not expect any of you to fully understand what I told you without some questions. But when you speak of supreme light and supreme beings, we have touched upon a topic which is far in advance to what we have spoken of. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
One question on that. Can I just... about the dark and the light. As I understood it, they were one, and the balance was the thing to aim for. So that presumably if a being had too much light, that would be a problem, that would be an imbalance, just as someone who's too dark would be imbalanced as well. Is that right?
Yes, thank you for your question. May I suggest that you take yourself away from the thinking of persons.
Hmm.
Light and darkness are vibrations. One reflects the other, and the balance would come automatically because each would seek the other to keep that balance. There cannot be imbalance in the universal laws. That would not be right. Do you not agree?
Hmm.
Therefore, light and darkness always seek each other.
Right. So,
is that helpful?
It happens naturally, so.
Yes, because the darkness would always seek the balance of the light.
Hmm. I think I understand.
I think it helps me to see it. In reference to a great painter called Rembrandt, who worked, his speciality was to work with light and dark and achieve a balance in his paintings with light and dark. And, of course, without both, there would be no painting.
Of course. Look at all of life upon this planet. You always have the balance. That is why, when first I came, when you found it difficult, when I said that those who seek to, how do you say, abuse young children, if you can look at it from light and darkness, it is the darkness seeking the light. Always the spirit will seek the balance. If you can put aside the human form and the human thinking, then all can become clear. It is a difficult subject, and not one that I would expect you to fully understand for some time to come. But I would wish that you keep it in your thoughts until such time as it becomes clear to you. But yes, my dear friend, that is a good analogy, that to bring the whole together, you need the balance of both.
Yes, we'll give it some more thought. Mary, any questions?
No, thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have just a very brief one, which the answer is probably no. But I have read that in regard to physical happenings in seance, a red light is a help. Is there any substance in this idea, or is it is the lighting quite irrelevant?
Let me say this. For those who are on the first steps of this development, it is something that has been suggested from our world to help in the vibrations necessary for those who are within that room. But of course, as you are well aware, there has been phenomenon in light. But these are exceptional mediums who have been born and who have been chosen to do this type of work. They have been chosen and are fully protected by our world.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so nicely.
but I would say it is essential in the first degree of the development.
So what's the answer, say, when someone's lost a partner, a child or whatever, or say lost, they've gone back to the spirit. Sometimes the person left on this earth, in a sleep state, or just before they go to sleep or when they wake up, actually sees the person who's passed into spirit, say at the bottom of their bed or wherever. How does that, or is it thought again?
No, not always. Again, there are no straight answers. They can be seen clairvoyantly by one person, and not always those in a room. But as you say, in sleep state, your consciousness is raised to such a degree that you are more aware. You are more able to see with the spirit eye. Sometimes that is when these things will occur. It is a different matter from what the gentleman was speaking of. We are taking from the medium within those conditions much of her own body energy as well as spiritual energy. We are speaking on an entirely different subject here. You all know and understand, of course, that when you enter the sleep state, that the spirit is free to remove itself from the physical body. And in the sleep state, it is possible to see, to do, and to achieve much. And remember, those loved ones who have passed over to our world, for some time after their removal from the physical being, are still very close to your world.
Yeah.
So you see, the raising of the consciousness of the one who remains, and the closeness of the departed are but a blink away.
Yeah, I see.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I hope that has helped your understanding.
Thank you. More questions?
Again, my dear friends, I hope my words have brought you comfort and knowledge and understanding this time. Next time when we meet, we will embark upon something that is new to you and which I hope you may find of interest.
Sure.
I leave you in the knowledge that each one of you is surrounded by that great love, and until such time as we come together, I ask Let your thoughts be directed, not only to those whom you know and love, but to those many souls in your world who are lost. Not only your world, but in ours.
Yes, Lord.